What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're still seeing televised pictures of the hearse carrying the coffin of former President George H.W. Bush. It really has gone on for way, way too long. I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call before we get back to Deutsche Bank here. So, Robert in Northern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I hope you and Claire are well. You know, I think we just got a cameo appearance from the plunge protection team there. I think that's the explanation for this stock market thing. Meanwhile, if they keep carrying around
I
Bush like they are, we're going to see 6 weeks and he's going to be like toted from town to town or something. Being sarcastic there, but you know, yeah, 4 days of a funeral. I think that's enough even for the greatest anti-hero we ever had.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't stuff and mount him in the rotunda and leave him there permanently.
Hey, don't give him any ideas, man.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's just I'm looking at everything from a big perspective, sir, and I'm sure you see it too. There's so much going on. We've got these protesters in France. We've just arrested one of Chinese folks, one of the finest in their electronics industry. I'm sure that kind of poked the dragon in the butt, so to speak. I'm sorry to be crass, but meanwhile, we're like poking our nose in the bear's face over there, just 20 ways to Sunday. We've got the economy on the fritz here, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm not the only one who feels like we're approaching the top of that first big hill on the roller coaster. You know what I mean?
You can almost feel it in your gut. You can just feel in your gut something has gone wrong. And I'm starting to think that a lot of the very bizarre behavior we're seeing in our society is from people who are also sensing something has gone wrong with the country, but they don't want to face up to it. They're looking for ways to avoid it. And so they just go off and get involved in a lot of other bizarre stuff here.
Well, and I think a lot of them have just been educated into not understanding where a solution might be. They've taken critical thinking out of our schools for long enough now that we're starting to see the bona fide result. This is how the new normal is going to be, I'm afraid. This is not good, but it is here.
Well, I think there's going to be a big collapse. I think the United States is going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did or the way ancient Rome did. There's so many parallels. And I really, while it would cause tremendous hardship for the American people, I think it would be less hardship than being led into a third world war that goes nuclear.
I agree with you. But, you know, where else are we going to go to make a new America? This was the great experiment of freedom, right? I mean, now the whole planet's been conquered. Where else are we going to go? I think it's probably the only way out of this is to strap on a yellow vest and hope that it goes global. Maybe we can very peacefully just march through the streets in great enough numbers that it would be a public media faux pas for him to just shoot them all. Maybe we could actually make some change, but I don't see enough people getting off their couches. No, no violence, never violence, but I don't see enough people getting off their couches and even walking the street peacefully. At least France has got it right, but I'm afraid America's probably done for at this point. Nobody's getting up and doing anything. It's really sad to see.
I disagree with you, and that's because looking at France, you would have thought everything was more or less okay. Same thing with Romania. Before their revolution, a month before that happened, you would look at the people and say they seem to be okay with things. You never know when that flashpoint is going to hit.
You've got a very good point. If you go back to the top of the show
where I was talking, where suicide is at a 50-year high in this country, obviously our population is under severe pressure. And there could be just a single spark that sets it all off. And nobody knows where it's going to come from. But we're already seeing the yellow vests protests spreading to other countries in the EU. It could come here. I mean, we're not mandated to wear yellow vests. But, I mean, that same thing. This could be the start or at least the acceleration of the grand global awakening. which was a name that was given to this phenomenon by Zbigniew Brzezinski. But of course, in his view, that was a negative thing. They didn't want the world's population to wake up to what was actually going on.
I agree with you in a lot of respects there, Mike. The thing I'm most worried about is, like, on one hand, while we see France actually uniting as a populace for a common cause, over here in America, all we have is, like, a bunch of folks either running around out there wearing transgendered hats, or we, like up in Portland, we see two different protest groups so busy fighting each other that they can't even understand who their common enemy might be. And it's just, it disgusts me. I just had my 60th birthday few days ago on the 2nd, and I've seen a lot of things come and go in this country, and I never thought it would come to this. I never thought I'd see it like this.
Same with me. When I was a kid, I would have been stunned if you said this was what the United States was going to be like in the year 2018.
I'd have called you a liar. I'd have called you a liar and told you to go take some medication. Well, now I know what the medications are doing to people too, so I wouldn't recommend that. But no, it's true. All just gone so south. I don't even understand where to turn. I don't think I'm the only one feeling that way either.
No, you're not. You're not. Go back to that story I just did, where they did a study of high schoolers and found out half of them don't trust the corporate media. And that means that half are out there on the internet looking through the independent media, finding out what's really going on. And of course, they're talking to each other as well. There could be a mass uprising in this country. And I'm not talking about one of these manufactured for the media ones like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about ordinary Americans who are just fed up with all of this nonsense.
Well, I hope we all have ham radios, because if this really goes off for real, the media is not going to cover it.
Oh, absolutely. Ham radios would be really good.
As the old saying goes, I think they say the revolution will not be televised.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was a foreshadow of the truth.
It may be. Now, of course, the good news is, for those of you who are thinking about getting into ham radio, they no longer require Morse code, which is the stumbling block for so many people. Anyway, Robert, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our honorary affiliates who are just now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Who are just now rejoining our network. So let's get him back here to Deutsche Bank. We've seen what happens when smaller financial institutions collapse, like Lehman Brothers. They get bailed out or bailed in. What happens with a bank that is so big and so global that when it goes down, there just simply isn't enough money to bail it out? Who's going to get affected? Right now, Deutsche Bank is in a lot of trouble. They've had scandal after scandal after scandal. They're now caught up in yet another money laundering scandal. And we're seeing this situation where the banks are just looking out for themselves. They're making their money. They're waiting for the crash. The crash for them will be a good thing, because they'll come on in with more of this instantly created money, and they'll buy up all the hard assets for dirt cheap. And then when the dust settles, they'll wait for the next generation to come along, and they'll start the process all over again. Here, have a home mortgage. All right, we're going to take another call from Rattlebone out in Colorado Springs. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, sir. I just called. I adore your program. Thank you for teaching me so much. I just wanted to say that my girlfriend and I have joined FrontSight. And I, with all sincerity, thank you for promoting that and the manner in which you did. And for that being something that, I'm just telling everybody that I know to please go ahead and join. And I just want to sincerely thank you and the station for making that possible.
Well, you are very welcome, and it is a fabulous offer. And if I lived in the Western United States, I'd take them up on it myself, because gun safety, being able to handle your weapons, is so, so important. One of the problems that we have is Hollywood tends to make guns look like toys. They just, swing them around here. They put them over the shoulder. They shove them down their pants. And people who are watching these TV shows and movies, they get very bad ideas about the proper handling of these firearms.
Yes, sir. Indeed. In my circle of friends, I was advertising yesterday, and a gentleman said, "Oh, well, you know, I've learned kind of by accident, not by hit or miss." And I said, "You know, we came from California over to Colorado Springs, and I want to do this right. I want the education. I'm going to take classes. I joined the shooting center. And when it gets too cold here for me as a California transplant, I'm going to go over there to Las Vegas, you know, and stall out. But I want to learn it. I want to get rid of all the old information in my brain and just be a sieve, not a sieve, but a sponge for all of these great individuals that promote firearm safety. And that's the only way to, man, if people would stop taking antidepressants and going on these shooting sprees, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm glad the Front Sight deal worked out for you. And the gun grabbers are out there. They hate things like this. I think that's one of the reasons why John Stadmiller did it, was just to annoy those gun grabbers. Obviously, yes, Republic Broadcasting does need the financial support here. All the big money goes to the liars. You should see the salaries of those people who are on those TV sets telling you that, you know, war with Russia is good and war with China is good. And you'll never see them go.
No. Uh-uh.
Anyway.
No, never. Never.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. Right. Have a good day. All right, we're going to let you go. Getting on back to the economic news here. Interestingly enough, yesterday the European Commission unveiled a plan to reduce dollar hegemony in global trade and expanding the euro's global role. Now, that's going to put the EU directly at odds with the United States and its Federal Reserve, and that is going to perhaps complicate the situation. What's the United States going to do? Declare war on Europe now? So they stopped short of saying they wanted to break the dollar's dominance, but it's basically being implied. Now, the European economy is comparable to the U.S. economy in scale, but the euro is still presumed to have the back seat. That could change very, very rapidly here. Meanwhile, over at the White House, they're having to walk back Trump's victory lap on the Chinese trade deal. Now, the White House statement from back on the 1st did not mention any agreement on auto tariffs or anything about the Chinese tariffs at all. It was very vague on Trump's claim about farmers. China has agreed to start purchasing agricultural product from our farmers immediately. And remember when that came on out, I said, I don't think that's going to work because China does not allow GMO and too much of America's agriculture is contaminated with GMO. So apparently Tuesday, Trump walked back his assertion that there was a deal with China. And there may not be a deal after all. And they're trying to say that that's the reason for the stock market drop. But again, it reveals just how fragile the market is. All right, let's talk about OPEC. Qatar's decision to quit OPEC is raising questions about the future of the oil cartel. This is basically a confirmation of the comment I made. I think just yesterday, we could be seeing the beginning of the breakup here. This is coming from Middle East Monitor. And apparently, there are fears about a sudden meltdown. Apparently, Iraq is now making noises about leaving OPEC. And even more interesting here, Iran is saying that here we go. Iran is saying that they refuse to follow the OPEC directive to cut oil output until the sanctions against Iran are lifted. Now, that's going to put a lot of pressure on OPEC, obviously. OPEC's going to try and convince the U.S. to back off the sanctions. The U.S. is going to say no. So now we're going to have OPEC in an adversarial position. And, you know, when OPEC gets into an adversarial position with the United States, bad things happen, like oil and gas shortages. Now, the United States may be thinking that's no longer a threat because they've built up our production capacity here in the United States. But to me, it's still a lousy way to be doing business with all this chest thumping and arm twisting and, you know, we don't care if they've got a better product, you will buy from us. Over at General Motors, you remember General Motors are now Government Motors, you know, back when things were really melting down. They got $11 billion, that's where they be, in subsidies and slashed wages. And they're still in economic trouble. And so they've announced they're closing factories. The American factories, not the Mexican factories. And workers are already protesting at some of these GM factories in America. It was just plain corporate greed out of control, rampant corporate greed. Now, we all know that one of the problems is that everything is taxed way too much. We're dealing with exactly the same kind of abusive taxation that they are in France. The other is the out of control executive pay. I mean, if you look at executive pay for U.S. CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and so forth, compared to the same positions in companies in other countries, it's just completely out of skew. It's just completely out of skew. And obviously, in order to have these huge multi-million dollar salaries for these executives, well, that ultimately percolates down to the cost of the car, which means ultimately you're paying for it all. Now, pharmacy workers over at Bayer are protesting the plan to lay off 12,000 workers around the world. Bayer is saying they're not going to really start the layoffs until 2025, but apparently a significant number of the job cuts at Bayer will be in Germany. Now, Bayer is in trouble because they bought Monsanto without doing due diligence on how harmful some of those products are, or maybe they just didn't care. Remember, Bayer was the company that manufactured a hemophilia medication that was contaminated with HIV. This goes back to that Arkansas tainted blood, prison blood scandal. And when Bayer couldn't sell it in the United States, they simply shipped it to countries where there were no laws against it, and they sold it there. And they gave a lot of hemophiliacs HIV. But it makes money, and that's good. And that's all that really matters in the United States of America. All right, let's get on back here to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And it is a point of major contention between Russia and the United States and Ukraine and Europe, because this will be a second transit pipeline, one that will go around Ukraine. That's what the U.S. is complaining about. And the U.S. is out there screaming that, oh, as soon as Nord Stream 2 is completed, Russia is going to shut that valve going through Ukraine, and that will be horrible. Well, apparently, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, no, that's not a guarantee that after the launch of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, Russian gas transit through Ukraine into Europe may be continued. Everything he said depends on the Ukrainian side, that Ukraine is not going to basically interfere with it. Meanwhile, John Bolton is out there saying, well, we have to stop that. The U.S. is mulling over a variety of things to stop the Nord Stream 2 construction. And they're already talking about more sanctions. How dare you build a pipeline? Those are our pipelines. We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, if you would like to help out Republic Broadcasting, and Republic Broadcasting needs your help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in with a credit card or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours, and remember, it is Round Rock, Texas, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, I'm looking at the corporate media. We're getting to the end of this thing with Bush. They've got him now at the presidential library, which is where he's going to be interred. They did the same thing with Richard Nixon, as I recall here. I don't think the pharaohs got a send-off like this. Anyway, really over the top. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls real quick. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hi. You know, thinking about the oil issue and the OPEC and all that, I'm sure you remember a few years ago when Pastor Lindsey Williams was making the talk show rounds as vigorously as he was able. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you might have had him on a few times, did you not?
I don't think so. I think you're confusing me with another show.
Well, there, yeah, well, he was on a number of shows. He was a retired chaplain who had worked for an oil company up on the Alaska pipeline. And
yes, you're right. Now I remember we did have him on the show.
Right, right. He now at the time, you know, he characterizes himself as having been in, you know, the service to the elite. But, you know, I mean, but the oil folks are only one segment of the elite. But anyway, but he used to say that their plan was to get the price of oil up to $150 a barrel, and that was where they were going with it. But within the next several years, of course, it went the other way, went down to like 50. But he used to speak often of the available oil off of Gull Island, I believe it's up off Alaska, and this huge transportable rig called the Liberty Rig, and how once all this was pressed into service, you know, there would be no need for any reliance whatsoever upon foreign oil, et cetera, et cetera. Now, fracking and shale deposits aside, down here in the, lower 48, I've often heard it asserted that we've always had sufficient oil reserves to be independent, but we chose to participate in the international market for the sake of international economic influence and control, pricing. And actually, in a way, we've heard more and more about these various oil deposits being found oil off in Israel, of all places. You know, it used to be the standing joke that Golda Meir used to say that, you know, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness 40 years and settled in the only place where there was no oil. Well, it turns out there are supposedly huge oil deposits down there.
Yes.
As well. So the point is, this idea is that the world is awash in oil, ultimately, and that, you know, we have more than enough supply to be independent, and which, of course, would have a tendency of a downward pressure on pricing. So, I'm just throwing that out there just, you know, by way of remembrance to say, okay, so why do we need to worry so much about OPEC if ultimately the world is really has a lot more oil than people were.
Well, because the worry about OPEC, is not about oil. It's about continuing the petrodollar deal. If OPEC breaks up, that's going to be the beginning of the end of the U.S. dollar's hegemonic domination of the globe.
Right, and that's the obvious answer to the question. Yeah, exactly. And supposedly that's why we participated so much in international trade of oil for precisely that reason. We didn't really need to. We could have kept our little World War I sense of isolationism, as we're always accused of having. We could always just be independent and say, we're just happy, we're fine. But that's not going to happen because it's not in American interests or in corporate interests. You know, the same reason we do wars. We're not defending America or its borders. We defend corporate interests around the world. A la Smith and Butler and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, I just thought I'd bring this out that it's ultimately all economic, you know.
It's all driven by greed. Okay. Yep, anything
exactly.
else?
All right, Mike. No, that's it. I just wanted to highlight. You know, it's stuff within recent memory that was very hot a couple of years ago. You know, very, very. Very hot, but now it's I think maybe it's kind of become perhaps obvious to all to some degree. We'll have to see. All right, Mike, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and I've got another caller on the line, but I think I'm going to just leave you until we come back from these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Why Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tony, are you there?
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
You hear me?
You're on the air.
Okay.
I hear you. You're on the air.
I hope Claire's feeling better. Listen, Mike, I have a hypothetical question. And I hope the people out there who are Bush haters, please forgive me for what I'm about to say. Do you think in 1,000 years George Bush would be forgiven? And if that's a United Earth Federation typical to the one of Star Trek, they'll give credit to what George Bush said about the world order.
Well, you know, history is a funny thing. It's written by the victors over the vanquished. It's a joke played by the victors on the vanquished in front of an audience that dares not laugh. And the official history of George Herbert Walker Bush is being written right now. And so it will be the expectation that we will look at him positively from now on. And the fact that he did some things that were less than wonderful, well, that's the realm of these little academics over there, and nobody pays attention to them. So actually, in 1,000 years, I rather think that hardly anybody will remember any of our presidents. I don't think they'll even remember the United States of America. all that much.
Okay, even if this World Earth Federation, like Star Trek, they won't give Bush credit for what he said as the World Order?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because what the New World Order is about is certainly not like the hypothetical, Federation of Planets. I mean, that's science fiction, okay? But if there was a one...
Sometimes it's real.
Hang on.
Okay,
hang on. If there is, in 1,000 years, some kind of one world government based on the behavior of large governments in history and in the current day, I imagine that the study of history will be discouraged. And no, they will not give him credit.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Time makes ancient truth uncouth. Okay. So getting on back here, we're talking about the economy. We're talking about the possible breakup of OPEC and the ramifications it would have on the petrodollar deal. Interestingly enough, Russia and Venezuela just signed a $5 billion investment deal to increase Venezuelan oil production. So Russia's now down in Venezuela, and hopefully that will deter those in our government or the U.S. government, they're not my government anymore, who are talking about we need military action down there because they won't do what we tell them to do. Well, between Tuesday and earlier today on the stock market, investors are clearly getting very nervous. And like I said, if there's one thing we know for certain based on what happened, it's that the stock markets are actually very, very fragile right now. Everybody is skittish. They're ready to bail. Apparently, panic buying has hit the palladium market, which is considered one of the more investment-worthy metals here. Meanwhile, Rob Kirby is saying there's an epic amount of physical precious metals are being withdrawn and memory hold using off-market transactions. Now, are they trying to create an artificial shortage, or are they trying to basically get the precious metals someplace where they can't be gotten at when things start to come apart? But people are definitely going to be taking notice at how the metals are starting to move around. Okay, now then, let's talk about Great Britain. Oh boy, things over in Great Britain. The Brexit is tearing the country apart. The British government is in chaos. The British people are seriously angry, and I would hope that the British government would just look across that little 22-mile stretch of water and see what's going on in France. Because I think the British people could be close to the same thing. And unfortunately, Theresa May and the Remainers are still trying to find some way they can scuttle this deal and take it away from the British voters. The latest tactic, okay, is the European Union is going to offer to extend Article 50 beyond the March deadline next year if Theresa May loses the parliamentary vote on the withdrawal agreement. In other words, it'll move to March of 2020. Give the Remainers more time to try and subvert what's going on with the Brexit. May is due to travel to Brussels on December 13th, 2 days after the parliamentary vote on the 11th. And the report is saying that EU leaders would be open to the idea of extending the Article 50 process if it meant avoiding a no-deal Brexit. I think that is probably going to put things over the top for the British people here. Meanwhile, 78% of the Tory members are now opposed to continuing leadership of Theresa May. This is coming out of the Orpington Conservative Association's political forum. They took a poll, 78% of the Tory members. And the Tories, that's Theresa May's party. That's like saying 78% of Republicans don't like Donald Trump. Nigel Farage is saying that if May loses this vote on December 11th, and right now it looks like she will lose by about 100 votes, there will be a crisis. And Nigel Farage is saying this is going to lead to the Remainers demanding a second Brexit referendum, and they'll just hire twice as many vote riggers this time. But right now, I can imagine the British people are very, very angry at a government which clearly is trying to steal Brexit from the British people. Top Tories are saying that if May does lose that vote on the 11th, she will be forced to resign. All right, let's take a phone call here from Dave in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Always.
Dave, are you there?
You know, I've been waiting. Yeah, this is Dave. You hear me? And we've been, I've been watching all the George H.W. Bush all week and have been waiting for anybody and somebody to challenge the conventional story about his World War II plane crash incident. And apparently in 1984, there was another man, Majorski, who was the tail gunner on the plane in front of young George Bush's plane, who certainly questioned the version of the story that Bush had always said. He said, you know, that there were no parachutes that came out of the plane besides George Bush, and there was no smoke that came out of the canopy when he ejected. So that is in direct contradiction to what George Herbert Walker Bush always claimed, that he tried to get the other guys out or told them to get out. So the reality is...
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Dave, yeah, Dave. George Herbert Walker Bush in World War II flew a dive bomber. That's a single-seat airplane. There was no other crew to get out, as far as I'm aware.
Well I have to tell you, there actually was a tail gunner, and there was a radio man underneath who is under... It's a pretty large plane. It's literally a bomber.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily, it was not a small fighter. I can't tell you the exact model, but the point is there were two other people. And I would just challenge or would recommend somebody take a look. In 1988, actually, the New York Post wrote an article about this. And, you know, I just like all of us truth seekers, I just seek the truth. And it just seems apparent. I've been waiting all week for anybody and somebody to question the accepted version and facts of it. And so I just wanted to let you know there's more to the story than what a lot of people might think. And I would recommend anybody with naval aviation experience or knowledge on the topic to please corroborate either the article I'm reading or if they have any opinions. But thank you very much for the opportunity. And I just want you to know there's probably more to the story than anybody's talking about. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I'll take a look into that. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. All right. Getting on back to Brexit and the European Union. Apparently, Germany has basically issued a warning over the Brexit burden. Now, when Brexit first came on up, Germany said, yeah, we will be able to cover the shortfall when Great Britain leaves the EU, because Great Britain and Germany were basically holding up the rest of the EU with all those other countries who were in serious economic problems. Of course, the German people weren't too happy about that. But that was then, and this is now, and Germany is saying because of the downturn in the economy, and especially because of the extreme financial burden of the open borders policy and all the migrants, they can no longer guarantee to cover that shortfall. In other words, they're sending a warning, find a way to keep Great Britain in the EU or you're going to run out of money. Now, Orban is over there saying that he hopes the recent European elections are going to result in politicians who understand it's a very different era. And this is an interesting statement he made. He said the commission needs new members who will redirect this institution from an ill-advised political path to to where it belongs. It is up to member states to set directions rather than commission, and added, we don't need a Politburo. Boy, did he hit that right on the head. Because that's what the EU Commission, that's what Brussels has been evolving toward. The EU started originally simply as a free trade zone, open border zone, Schengen. And over the years, Brussels just grabbed more and more and more power and authority to itself. And they do act like a Politburo. They have extremely intrusive, almost trivial rules and laws that are being passed on to the EU member states. And it's probably another reason why the Europeans are fed up with this whole thing. Okay. Apparently over in Germany, a 27-year-old asylum seeker from Cameroon, Lois Sindbad, admitted to killing a 54-year-old pastor, Alain Florent Grandelou, who was from the Congo himself, while he prayed in Berlin. Apparently this happened a while ago, but apparently it just basically shows when you just let people into your country and you don't know anything about them, you don't know what you're going to get. Now, as far as our border is concerned, finally, the mayor of Tijuana is calling for the arrest of the organizers of the migrant caravans. Now, he may be a little bit late because earlier in the week, we reported on how these organizers apparently had just given up and started leaving. But if there are any still there, they're about to get sent to the Huskow, as it were here. Okay, here's another good one. Over in Massachusetts, there was a criminal illegal who was in court on drug charges, as well as a Pennsylvania warrant for drunk driving. And the judge, Shelley Joseph, allowed this guy to walk out the back door of the courthouse to avoid immigration enforcement officers who had arrived to arrest him. And this guy has apparently been deported from the United States twice before. Just getting weird out there. Okay. Interestingly enough, over at Stanford University, there is a fraternity called Sigma Chi, and it's actually rather famous. It's even been immortalized in songs. And apparently there was the situation where Sigma Chi had come into some disrepute. And apparently the solution being suggested by a Stanford University administrator is that Sigma Chi take down the American flag flown in front of the fraternity house in order to improve its image on campus. Because after all, the American flag is intimidating. And it's non-inclusive. I'm sorry, Stanford. You'll get my American flag when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. I may not like the government, but I love the nation. I love the Constitution. I love its people. And yes, I do have an American flag. Over at Facebook, this is getting weird. This whole thing about Christmas is just being torn apart here. Apparently, Facebook censored a photo of Santa Claus kneeling in front of Jesus' manger, because according to Facebook's guidelines, the photo may show violent or graphic content. We're not kidding. When you went to this page, which is run by obviously a Christian group, the image was covered over with a blur and the warning that said may show violent or graphic content. And they still gave people the option to see it. They wanted to see it. But apparently, according to Facebook, violence or graphic content is defined as an image some people might find objectionable. Well, I'm sorry. This is a large planet. And these days, everybody's being encouraged to be hypersensitive. No matter what picture you put up on Facebook, someplace, somewhere is going to find it objectionable. And we're seeing this hypersensitivity being weaponized, where there's a culture war that is basically trying to sort of reverse things that were before. Homosexuals are out of the closet. That's a good thing. but all of a sudden heterosexuals are being told to get back in the closet. Don't say you're male or female. That's just completely nonsense. You're somewhere in between. They're trying to sell the idea that everybody is gender fluid. And if you don't think you are, go into the closet. Same thing with Christianity. They're trying to shove it in the closet because it's offending the Muslims and it's offending the Jews, and we can't have that. It really is getting ridiculous out there. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, during the commercial break, I hunted down the plans for the TBM Avenger, which was the aircraft flown by George Herbert Walker Bush in World War II. And looking at it, the first thing that jumps out is that the pilot can exit the aircraft through the overhead canopy, which is generally kind of normal. But both the radio operator and the turret gunner have their own exit. It's another hatch on the starboard side aft of the wings. So there was no way that George Herbert Walker Bush, or for that matter, any pilot, could actually get to them to try and render assistance. Because right behind the pilot's seat was this steel bulkhead to protect him from bullets coming in from the rear. So that settles that. Okay, back to the phones. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Bix Weir says that Deutsche Bank is way overextended with derivatives, and all those things have to do is just lean the wrong way, and then the whole thing's going to come down. And he says all the banks in the European Union are connected. So
yes,
it'll start a domino effect. And then they're actually connected to the banks in the United States. It's all networked together. And when that happens, it's going to set in motion a world banking crisis that could affect everybody. So as soon as you hear about Deutsche Bank, anything negative, you better get your money out of the bank. For those who have any money in the bank, I don't keep money in the bank much. Just my Social Security check goes in there, and I spend it right away.
Yes.
So anyway, if that happened and the OPEC broke up, the U.S. dollar declined, it's all over.
Yeah, it would be a complete and total reset. I mean, the global derivatives exposure on paper is more than the entire planet is worth. And again, it's a case of the money junkies getting their pet Congress critters to write laws that let them play these games. Because, when the economy is going up, derivatives are a great way to make a huge amount of money very quickly. But when you get caught on that downside, it's a problem. That's what took down AIG. And Lehman Brothers back in 2008, is they got caught with the derivatives traffic.
Well, this is a good reason to be a prepper, and, that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, I just want to make that point. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And we have another caller, but I think I'm going to leave you until station, after station identification. Getting on back to Facebook, which seems to think Santa Claus is offensive. Apparently, they have lost their top spot on Glassdoor's Best Places to Work list. Apparently, employees have developed a bunker mentality following all these scandals that have come on out. Facebook ranked number one last year. It's now seventh. We'll be back after station identification.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.